The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to the Free Beer and Hot Wings report. This woman is a host on an Australian breakfast show, as they call their radio morning shows.
We should call ours the Free Beer and Hot Wings breakfast show.
Why not? Why don't we call ourselves the Breakfast Bunch? Because there's a bunch of us.
Oh, ooh, that's true.
Breakfast Flakes.
Yeah.
That was the name of a morning show. That was,
yes.
That's the name of a lot of morning shows, yeah. Really. But
well, people don't know it, but a lot of times radio companies with radio stations, they don't want to put people's names of the hosts on the show so that when they decide to fire them, or whatever happens, yeah, then they can still call them the Breakfast Flakes.
Yeah, it's the brand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That hey, was, this flake sounds different today.
No, it doesn't. Don't ever ask again.
It's my imagination.
Here's some tickets to something. No, leave us alone. Anyway, this lady from a breakfast show, they were doing a Confront Your Fears Day.
Okay.
So, you know, I get thrown in the deep end. Hot Wings goes on a roller coaster. Joe goes skydiving again. Steve,
yeah.
What would your confront your fear be?
I don't have any crippling fears like that, I don't think.
Let's find one.
Yeah. How do you like being hit with a broom handle?
You know, I don't love it.
Well, that's what yours is. Kelly, what do you got?
I think being buried in a, or like closed in a room I can't get out of.
Okay.
I wouldn't care for that.
Yeah, claustrophobia would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I feel claustrophobic.
Most definitely.
Yeah. That. Oh, yeah. The whole idea of. Like buried alive?
Yeah, like here's a straw you can breathe out of. I'll be back in 3 hours to dig you up. If somebody did that, I'd have a panic attack.
I don't have the kung fu skills to punch my way out of a coffin.
Me neither.
Well, this lady was going to confront her fears of spiders.
And it's in Australia, so it's going to be as big as a cat.
Yeah.
More than
and,
likely.
And boy, it didn't work out for her.
What are you both scared of?
We're about to have spiders put on us.
Yes. How do you feel, Linda?
Adrenaline's pumping.
That was great. Now, Erin.
If you don't feel comfortable, we don't have to. That's not a problem
at
all.
You want to stop?
No, no, okay.
You sure?
Yeah, okay.
The most important thing is that you feel safe and that you feel comfortable.
Oh, no, hang on. All right, hang on. We need to go to a break. Yeah, we need to go to a break. Yeah, we'll come back.
She said, let's confront this fear, and then her body hit fight or flight.
Her body said, no, thank you.
And flight was shut down everything, passed out on the floor.
Wow, that's unreal.
That is...
Wow, hot.
Dear diary. Jackpot.
This text, I have motophobia, a crippling fear of moths. The electric tennis rackets have changed my life while camping. Former show member Maitland had a crippling fear of moths. I don't know if it was... Like, how crippling? I don't know if it rose to phobia, but we used to just joke with her that a stunt that she would do would be to put a pillowcase filled with moths over her head, and it would ruin her day at the mere suggestion of it. I think if we put, if after saying that, if we just put a pillowcase over her head, even, like, not surprising her, but just said, hey, put this over, she would have been really in a bad place.
I think we made her fear even worse, though, because somebody brought up to her that butterflies are basically the same thing as moths. And like you could see it wash over her face where she was like, Oh no, you're right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Like their flight patterns are just slightly different or something.
A whole other thing I have to be afraid of now.
By the way, there was years ago when Hopkins and I would first started going to radio conferences, there was a show in, I think, Mobile, Alabama. And they were really creative and had been on for a long time. And they had a guy, their producer was a guy called Little Joe, and he was about 6'5". And, of course, not little at all.
Oh, I get it.
And his biggest fear was being buried alive. So they made one of those big events where they had him enclosed in, like, a specially made concrete slightly bigger than a coffin with holes big enough so he could look out, but just, like, maybe 3 inches wide if he turned his head to the side. But he couldn't sit up, and then he was going to stay in there for 26 hours for charity.
Boy.
And, he made it quite a while, but he did not make it to the end. He's like, I don't care. It was, I remember when the next, because he said he was going to do it. And then the next year we saw him, I go, how did it go? He's like, I almost quit. I thought I was going to have to be hospitalized.
No doubt.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And he knew he was getting out.
Yeah, when you can't move around a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that would send me into a full-on panic attack. And I might pass out from it, and they'd come back 26 hours later and be like, wow, she made it. But I would just be sleeping because every time I woke up, I'd have a panic attack and pass right back out.
Your body would just, I think we'll just black out again. Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay.
Yeah.
This one, I have cosmemophobia, a fear of jewelry. I won't touch it. If my wife leaves a necklace lying around, I will scoop it up with an index card so I don't have to touch it with my fingers.
Is it just is it the jewelry or the touching?
Yeah, or you think it's going to strangle you or what?
Like, I mean, yeah, there's no logic in most phobias. I mean,
well, I mean, there's some logic in a lot of them.
I wonder if it would then bother him if she's wearing it. Like, or is he like, please don't wear jewelry. You're not with me.
Those are the phobias that I find really intriguing and strange. Like, I understand why people would be afraid of heights or something.
Or being buried alive.
Fear that you would, like, if you're up high, you could fall and die. Or if you're buried alive, you could die. Or just in you're claustrophobic, you're stuck under something. And maybe you're stuck there forever because you can't move.
But jewelry?
But, like, jewelry.
Like that?
Or the woman who was afraid of pickles. Yeah, you know, like those types of things where it's like, how does that happen?
Those are the ones I don't take seriously, and I think it's okay for Maury to chase them around a studio with a plate full of them.
It certainly does look hilarious.
The fear is, you just have to accept that it's hilarious that you're scared of such a stupid thing.
An inanimate object that can't move on its own.
A plate full of pickles. What do you ever, come on.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.